Escaping Afghanistan. I'm Tim McGuire with an AP News Minute. The airlift out of the Kabul airport continues for U.S. citizens and Afghans who make it through the ring of Taliban around the airport. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby.
We're giving you the total number of people that we have helped evacuate since the 14th, and it's not all just Americans. There have been some of our allies and partners that have gone out, and we're giving you U.S. government flights. That's not counting people who are still getting out commercially or on charter flights.
One high-profile police chief has made it to safety with the help of a U.S. helicopter rescue in Kabul. Mohammed Khalid Wardak spent years working alongside the U.S. military. He and his family were moving from place to place in Kabul to avoid the Taliban before reaching a rendezvous point yesterday. Two people are dead, some 20 others missing in flooding caused by the remnants of Tropical Storm Fred in North Carolina. Tropical Storm Henri is expected to become a hurricane as it approaches the northeastern U.S. early next week. I'm Tim McGuire.